trans activists pushed aggressive rhetoric before shooting at Christian school. By Spencer Lindquist on March 28, 2023. The transgender movement pushed hostile and apocalyptic rhetoric leading up to the deadly shooting of a Christian school by a transgender person in Nashville, Tennessee. Before Audrey Hale, who identified as transgender, carried out a shooting on Nashville, Tennessee's Covenant Christian Academy, the transgender movement embraced increasingly hostile rhetoric. A video of transgender activist Kayla Danker, who goes by Pinko Scum, shows him loading and racking an AR-15, with a caption that reads, "While advocating for trans people to arm ourselves is not any of a solution to the genocide we're facing. If you transphobes do try to come for me, I'm taking a few of you with me." In one tweet, a transgender individual with an AR-15 and a handgun is pictured along with the words, "Kill Christ cucks. Behead Christ cucks and crucify filthy Christ cucks," as well as, "Slam dunk a Christ cuck baby into a trash can." The post is hashtag Trans Day of Vengeance. Several different people who identify as transgender have also been photographed wearing t-shirts that read "trans rights," or else alongside images of an AK-47, M16, and several other firearms. The gun-toting transgender activist was not the only one who described the pushback against transgender ideology as a genocide. Nebraska State Senator Michaela Kavanaugh called legislation to ban the use of puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and sex change operations on children a genocide and pledged to fight the legislation. "I will burn the session to the ground over this bill," the Democrat stated. Also threatening, "If this legislature collectively decides that legislating hate against children is our priority, then I am going to make it painful, painful for everyone." In one image, Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan can be seen wearing a shirt that says "Protect Trans Kids" alongside an image of a knife. Several supporters of the transgender movement have described the political debate over transgender ideology in apocalyptic terms. Just hours before the shooting, California State Senator Scott Wiener, D, posted a picture celebrating the start of Transgender Week of Visibility in a tweet, where he also stated, "The war on trans people continues." Breitbart News captured footage from pro-transgender counter-protesters in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. One protester held a sign reading, "Trans girls need guns." Meanwhile, activists in Washington, D.C., organized an upcoming Transgender Day of Vengeance in order to stop trans genocide. "We need more than visibility," a graphic for the event reads. It also encouraged attendees to wear a mask. A 2022 study found that youth who identify as transgender or gender diverse are the most likely to undergo violent radicalization. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.